So on Wednesday, a section of an iconic California highway finally reopened after being closed for 3 years. Highway 1 is this gorgeous road that snakes along much of this state's coastline. It's a huge attraction for tourists and pretty much anyone looking for a great view of the Pacific Ocean. It's also a lifeline for a lot of communities. Landslides in 2023 and 2024 closed a section of the highway near Big Sur, disrupting lives and businesses. And a small town called Lucia is located between those two slides. That is where our next guest, Rhea Withrow, lives, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you. So I understand that you live about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, and I just want people who are not familiar with this part of California to picture it in their minds. So paint an image for this place that you live in, Lucia.
You know, we look out our front window at the Pacific Ocean, and we look out our back window at the Santa Lucia mountain range. And
oh my God, I'm so jealous.
We see whales. It's a really quiet, idyllic life, far, far from any city.
This sounds like paradise to me.
It usually is.
Usually.
When we can get places.
I mean, let's just make sure people understand. Highway 1, which, you know, a section of was temporarily closed or closed for 3 years for your community, it is the only way to get in and out of Lucia, right?
Correct.
Okay.
When it first happened, we were completely stranded. We were, I think there was maybe 4 weeks that we were just locked in. We couldn't go south and we couldn't go north.
Wow.
And then they opened up the road to the south so we could actually get out and get supplies. And then for the next 2 years, we could still go south if we wanted to, but both my kids went to school north of the landslide that took 2 years to repair. So it became a little less isolating, but still it was a lot to adapt to.
Yeah. And you adapted beautifully, though, because you quit your job as what? What were you doing before?
I was a landscape contractor for 25 years, and my husband is a general contractor, so we worked together.
And then you started a donkey ranch? Is that what did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, more or less. I realized that my business just wasn't bringing me joy. And then, you know, I'd watch these silly little Instagram reels where miniature donkeys are pretty much the cutest animal in existence.
These are miniature donkeys that are on.
Yeah, they're tiny. They're the size of a big dog.
Wow.
And I wanted to start a beer burrow business where I rent them out at weddings.
Okay.
And they wear little flower crowns and they serve drinks to guests.
Oh my goodness. Like, they hold beer in their saddle or something?
Yeah.
And walk around?
I have special
like
pack
waiters.
Saddles. Yeah. And then I also just on a whim put a sign on the side of the highway that says Cuddle Mini Donkeys, $30. And I have the most delightful people come into my yard and we sit up with the donkeys for half an hour or so. And I learn about their life and they look around at my farm and my animals and they say, I can't believe you live here. And it sort of validates me because the days are really hard and really long, but very rewarding.
Well, now with the road open again, what are you most looking forward to?
Going to the grocery store.
My kids pleasures of
going
life.
To like regular schools. My son is a senior. And I kept saying to the construction crews, I just want it open so I can drive to his graduation. And they, you know, they came in ahead of schedule.
Donkey and beer burro rancher, Rhea Withrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.